We're turning to church news now, and Pope Benedict met today with the bishops of the South American country of Ecuador, who are in Rome on their ad limina visit. Susie Hodges reports.
Just days after the death of Cardinal Antonio José González Zumárraga, Emeritus Archbishop of Quito, Pope Benedict met with the bishops of Ecuador, who are in Rome on their ad limina visit.
Quien con tanta abnegación y fidelidad ha servido a la Iglesia hasta el final de sus días.
The Holy Father praised the late Cardinal for his self-sacrifice and fidelity to the Church and spoke of the fruitful work he carried out in his ministry. The Pope praised the bishops of Ecuador for their pastoral initiatives of evangelization. He noted the work of priests and religious in the country, but also remarked on how much depends on the work of lay people. He said the laity must have a mature faith and be well formed about their faith. The Holy Father said a profound interior life is necessary for lay people to live their vocation, which is to illuminate the political, social and cultural worlds of the country with the light of Christ. Pope Benedict urged the bishops to emphasise the importance of the family and to defend life from conception to natural death. The Holy Father concluded by invoking Saint Narcisa de Jesus Martillo Moran, the Ecuadorian-born saint he canonized on Sunday. He said her example can serve to help revitalize the faith of the youth of the country and sow the seeds of the gospel across Ecuador. I'm Susie Hodges.